A cowboy rides on a
horse.
The quarts of a tree that are under the ground are its
roots.
You strike a match to start a
sort of farm. Maybe copper away, but they sell things.
The soft, thick black stuff that collects in a chimney is
soot.
Milk comes from a
lot of things, but we normally call it cows.
Okay. I saw a bunch of goats when I was coming over here from coming over from Atlanta. I forget where it was, but this whole field full of...
Well, we got a whole field of goats. My dead Fossey goes back over yonder now. He keeps it better than the cow about staying anyway. Don't have to stay in a pasture, but you can keep them out of the road by skinning them in there. Or they just stay in a certain territory to go with.
Well, is goat milk, does goat milk taste like cow's milk?
No, ma'am. It tasted, now, I can't explain because I ain't educated, but it tasted to me like it got salt in it. Salt.
For goodness sake, and that's the...
Yeah, I had to drink goat milk a long time when I had the ulcer.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know it's supposed to be good for you.
Yes, it is a highly rich one.
Well, does it taste good?
Yes, ma'am, I love it.
Uh-huh.
But it tastes just like you put a rice water salt in a your cow milk.
Uh-huh. Well, do you pasteurize it before you drink
you
it?
You can. Yes, uh-huh. Ma'am. Or you can drink it like I did on the farm of cow milk, just whole milk.
Uh-huh.
That's where I love my milk.
Oh, yeah, that's
good.
This
I buy it, it don't taste like my old-time farm milk.
Uh-huh.
I go out here in the country these days and buy milk that way a lot of times. Get my old-time milk. What a theme arises upon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's so good.
Yes, it's so much richer than that.
Let's see. Oh, did I get you to say that word? Milk comes from a
cow.
Okay.
I said a lot of things. We got off on
right.
Goats.
Yeah, I just couldn't remember whether you said it or not. Let's see. Now we buy peanut butter in a jar, but years ago when the grocer dipped it out of a barrel, we bought it in
packages.
Okay. Are you familiar with the expression to buy something in bulk? You know, to buy it loose or to buy it in bulk?
Oh, we say we bought it in the book. Now you take our sugar used to come that way too. You have to dip it out of a barrel. We say we bought the book sugar.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because it was not bad sugar like we buy now. Then I would call it about a pound, 5 pound, or 10 pound, or 25 pound.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. What's another way that a person might say daddy and mama?
Well, I always said and dad, but a lot of children say pop.
Okay.
Same way some children call it mama, mother, and some call them mother.
Mm-hmm.
They did however the parents train the children to say.
Well, now, what's the most formal way of saying that?
Mother and dad.
Okay. And what's another word for dad?
Pappy.
And what's another one? Well, like
an old man. Now,
that's not
a lot on that old man.
Well, it's like when you say the Lord's Prayer, you say our.
What? Our son.
No, when you're talking about the Lord's Prayer, you say our what? Who art in heaven? Hallowed be thy name.
Our Father.
Uh huh. Yeah. Robins, blue jays, and sparrows are
birds.
Okay. What color is this paper?
White.
Let's see. A female child is a little
boy.
Okay, and what about the other kind of child? A person might have a boy
male,
and a
male or female.
Okay, and a person might have a boy and a
girl.
Okay. A wagon has four
wheels. That's what you want.
Mm-hmm. Before he went fishing, he dug some what for bait?
Worms.
If a person has a lot of money, you say he's rich. If he doesn't have any money, you say he's...
Like me, he's poor.
Okay. She kept her coins in a small change.
Well, you could call that a piggy bank or a jar. I keep mine in a jar.
Well, now how about something that she could carry around with her?
Purse.
Okay.